Welcome to a brand new week, and oh man, we already have almost a week done in July.
I know it.
That's kind of crazy.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Summer's getting away from us, so we better get on the ball here. Reminding you to check out visitvalentine.com. Yep, even if it's a fall trip and you want to make a fall fishing trip, maybe a fall hunting trip on Valentine Wildlife Refuge, McKelvey National Forest, any of the public lands that are available here. Check it out at visitvalentine.com for more information on that. Plan your vacation right here in the Heart City area.
And are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cowherds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's all at tsln.com. That's where you go to subscribe to get your publication coming in every week.
I'm going to read something from Chris Isaacs, who we get to every now and then here on the Good Stuff program, but this takes a little setup, so I'm going to read you what Chris Isaacs wrote about this poem, and then it'll make more sense to you. There are things that happen in our lives that we absolutely have no control over, which become a part of us forever. Such was the case with the poem about Michael B.A. I got out of the U.S. Marine Corps in January 1967, just as things were really starting to heat up in Vietnam. Michael B.A. was leading the bull riding standings for the AIRCA when he was drafted and sent to Vietnam just about the time I was discharged. He never came home. In 1968, my wife, Helen, and I were at the 4th of July rodeo in Wind Rock, Arizona, when I was entered and when something happened that haunted me for years. The Navajo tribe paid tribute to Michael B.A. at that rodeo by taking his chaps and spurs and attaching them to a bull with Michael's bull rope and then turning the bull loose in the arena during a moment of silence. Nothing has ever affected me quite like that short moment of a tribute to a fellow cowboy and comrade in arms, and I've thought about it many times over the years. The first time that I tried to recite it, I broke down and cried, which kept me from trying it again for quite a while. Then, in 1997, at the Elko Cowboy Poetry Gathering, I was on the veteran session with some others and managed to get through the entire thing. I have had many vets thank me for the poem, which means a great deal to me. I did a show near Washington, D.C. a few years ago and made it to the wall where I found Michael's name. Excerpted from Chris Isaacs' Will Rogers Medallion award-winning book, Michael B.A. You spent your childhood wild and free, and none of us could then foresee how you'd touch our lives or to what degree. We never knew you, Michael B.A. Your life was in the land and sky, vermilion cliffs and mesas high. These were yours to occupy. You were of the people, Michael B.A. You rode the bulls and rode them well, but you wouldn't leave the reservation citadel, though it was known that you could excel. Oh, you could ride them, Michael B.A. The White House called. You left your land, and off you went to Vietnam, to a war that you did not understand. You did your duty, Michael B.A. You fought with honor and with pride, but before the fighting could subside in that far-off land, you died. You gave the ultimate, Michael B.A. At Wind Rock in 68, they turned a bull out of the gate, and his bell rang loud to reiterate, oh, thank you, Michael B.A. And white men, too, stood and shed a tear for you, and though your time on earth is through, may God keep you, Michael B.A. Now, often when I think of the past, or across that reservation vast, or to see old glory at half-mast, I think of Michael B.A. So, again, that was written by Chris Isaacs about Michael B.A., a little post-4th of July memento for you there.
National Day of the American Cowboy. That's actually July 28th. It's coming up. One of the best dang holidays ever dreamed up celebrates hard work, honesty, and integrity. Handshake means everything in this community. Rodeos all across the land will show folks it's great to still have a hand who will do what needs doing when it needs doing, no matter how much is on his plate. Cowboys are special. We all know that. Makes me wonder why everyone doesn't live like that. Honest and clean, simple and true, and always supporting the red, white, and blue.
If you have something to share on the Good Stuff, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of the Good Stuff.